Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Remember the con game with the supposed person giving hand signs for the hearing impaired at the old Mandela Communism Worship Fest? Well, now they're saying the interpreter at Mandela event, I was hallucinating visions of angels. Well, I'm sure the angels were arriving to fight all the devils that were there. The man accused of fake sign interpretation while standing alongside world leaders like U.S. President Obama and Nelson Mandela's memorial service said he saw angels at the event and had been violent in the past and suffers from schizophrenia. I mean, that's about who follows all this stuff is just completely out of their mind, people. Like, can you imagine trying to wake that guy up and explain to him the con game? Can you imagine the people that are going and buying Obamacare because the sexiest man alive is promoting it? Quote, sexiest man alive. Listen, I've got this caller here, Troy, in St. Louis, and I get this a lot from my Christian friends. They'll say, man, you need to focus on God, on Jesus, and not on the temporal things that are happening here. And of course, anything of this world is going to end up being evil. Well, you know, they misinterpret Romans 13 to say, do whatever the government says. But really, if you read that whole chapter, I've had a lot of preachers who I respect on the subject. It's like when Christ, you know, said, should we pay taxes? And others said this. Well, who's on the coin? It's Caesar. It's his. So, yeah, it's his system. Come out of Babylon. Come out of that system as much as you can. But no one's perfect. You know, we're born on this world. We're of the flesh. I'm not going to turn this into an ecclesiastical debate. I just know my heart loves justice and loves God. And there's a lot of people that only go to church and say, that's the answer, and pray all day, and I don't see them out confronting any evil anywhere. That's an overgeneralization, but we need to stop hiding in the churches like our forebears did and take down the New World Order. The Constitution isn't perfect, but it's diametrically opposed to everything the globalists want to do. That's why they're going after it. And the Constitution is nothing compared to the Declaration of Independence or Bill of Rights, which themselves point out this doesn't give you your rights. They're God-given by our Creator. So I see the ideas enshrined in that. It doesn't matter if those men weren't fully fulfilling it. Those ideas could be fulfilled and are the blood of liberty. Now, you got about a minute and a half before we go to break. I'm going to come back in a long segment and go to everybody else. But, Troy, make your point.
Okay, yeah, there's nothing wrong with the Constitution. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that we're ultimately supposed to be living in a kingdom where the King of Kings and the Lord of all the lords on the earth, he's our benevolent ruler. And so, I mean, is the Constitution the answer for the people of China or Brazil or Ireland or Australia or Japan? No, different people can choose to govern themselves under their own laws here on earth, but the lawlessness.
Yeah, but they get conquered. They've been conquered. Most of those countries have been conquered by authoritarian systems. Given a choice, if they could see the fruits of liberty, there's not a group on the world that wouldn't want it.
Right, yeah, and it's the apathy, I guess. It's being, we're all seeing it right now worldwide by the corporations, the governments, the people. It's the answer to it ultimately has to lie above the government of man, but we're always going to have the government of man, but above that, you know, we've been shown the right way, the way we're supposed to go, and honestly, it's my personal opinion that we were never supposed to know right from wrong. We were never supposed to govern ourselves. But now that we know right from wrong, we have to do what's right. And you're right, the Constitution definitely shows a way that we can do that.
Sure. Listen, the whole Garden of Eden deal, from my perspective, it doesn't mean they were completely innocent of thoughts that we could see as sin. It's that they were not conscious of it, and they were not given the knowledge of good and evil, of that you could choose a good system or a bad system. So it was almost like a viral infection of satanic ways of being parasitic against other humans. The knowledge of good and evil is the domestication of other humans and actually stealing their free will.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yesterday, if you just joined us, the Russian government came out and said that if NATO, that's the United States and Europe, Western Europe, NATO members, move missile systems, which are really designed to shoot down a Russian response to a preemptive nuke attack, that if they move those in, they may strike with nuclear weapons. Well, they didn't say they may. They said they will respond with nuclear weapons. And the Russians seem to mean it. Just like Kennedy said he would basically nuke Russia if they didn't pull their ships back that were carrying the warheads and other systems in the early 1960s to be moved to Cuba during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And we just put up on screen the Moscow Times for everybody to see. Paul Watson wrote a story about it at PrisonPlanet.com, picked up by DrudgeReport.com. Russia warns of nuclear response. Russia warns of nuclear response to U.S. global strike program. Now, you have to understand, folks, I've never been to Russia, though I'd like to visit there and many other places. I'm an American. I had both sides of my family, mother and father's side, which is extremely rare. I'm not bragging, but it's very rare. Something like 200,000 people can say they had family on the Mayflower, direct descendant, who live in the U.S. today. On both sides, it's less than 1,000 people can say that they had both sides of their family directly on the Mayflower. I mean, I'm as American as it gets. That was 400 plus years ago that the Mayflower landed here, okay? So my family goes back deeply. The Revolutionary War, the Texas Independence. If there was a revolution, a renaissance happening, some would say a tyranny happening, my bloodline goes right back through it. And that's why I grow like a plant, and just like seeds, and look just like and act just like my ancestors. It's in the blood. But it's in everyone's blood to want to be free to a certain extent. My issue is I am 100% American, 100% Americana. I mean, 400 years, that's indigenous, folks. That's a long time. There have been other people here a lot longer, obviously. And the issue is I'm sick of being called a traitor by national media. It's happened. And so-called conservative media, mainline right-wing establishment media, whenever I am against messing with Russia, starting wars with Russia. Russia's population is declining massively. They've got huge problems. They're not offensive in any way. They're not expanding. And our government and NATO is trying to overthrow the Russian government, trying to start revolutions and riots, rolling weapon systems in, putting Al-Qaeda all over the southern area of southern Russia and Central Asia, publicly threatening to activate Al-Qaeda to blow up the Olympics. That's in mainstream Moscow news, and the Saudi Arabians admit it. Our allies are threatening to blow up the Russians, and the Russians have had just about enough, okay? I don't go start fights. That's what it comes down to. And people are like, oh, you're for Russia. No, I'm for living and not having nuclear war. How's that sound? I'm for common sense. I mean, just because I don't like communism doesn't mean that I'm for crony capitalism and all of its corruptions and all of its exploitation. I'm for justice. And when I sit here and I say that, it's not like I'm saying I'm Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. Wouldn't everybody be for not wanting to have nuclear war with Russia? Wouldn't everybody? No, these globalists want total power. They want global domination, just like Hitler. And so they will probably push us to the brink. They've already done it in 2008, almost causing a nuclear war in Georgia. And our media didn't even cover that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the Russians and the Russian foreign minister said, we have moved nuclear weapons into Georgia, and we will attack the airfields where NATO troops are landing. Because foreign troops are landing to fight the Russian counter-invasion, what do? You roll nuclear weapons in. And they said, and if you respond to that, we're going to attack Europe. And if you respond to that, we're going to attack your military bases in Europe. That's standard military procedure. And if you attack that, we're going to attack the United States. And we got 10,000 warheads in ICBMs ready to launch. Topolim missiles, you name it. I mean, and literally, folks, this was all over the British, all over the Middle Eastern, all over the Russian news, all over the Japanese news, all over the Chinese news. No one even knew Russia was saying, we're preparing for nuclear war, and rolled the medium-range missile launchers in so that they couldn't be targeted. That's why they're mobile, folks, so they can move around. From, you know, minute to minute, hour to hour, satellites target them for I mean, it's just like nuclear war could start up any time between South Korea, China, Japan. Now, by the way, China is offensively taking over the planet with the globalists funding them. They're offensively launching blue water navies. They're offensively saying they want to nuke the U.S. preemptively. They're offensively running around. And there's no issue in the media with China being a problem. John Kerry says they're our friends. See, this is so screwed up. Russia is just kind of flopping around trying to get itself together, and the globalists are trying to overthrow it, but they've got nuclear weapons. And then meanwhile, China is 10 times the threat Russia is, just running around doing whatever it wants. The threat, ladies and gentlemen, is the people that run our government that are endangering our entire planet. And that's what I wanted to get at here, because that's the big news on top of all the Obamacare, all of it. It shows how out of touch with reality the ruling class is. They think because they haven't been withheld or restrained by anybody yet, that that's obviously their right to keep escalating things. And that's how big wars start, folks. So I would just say to the establishment, and all the people that demonize me, that I work for the Vatican or I work for Israel, I'm a Protestant Christian, or I work for the Easter Bunny or any of this. I work for me and my family having a future. Let's just get that straight. And I think all of us, when we get demonized, should just identify who we are. We identify for not having a nuclear war. We identify with having safe, healthy food to eat. We identify with having clean water. We identify with having justice and liberty and a good culture of honorable people. And if that's alien to new listeners, folks, I'm sorry, okay? But in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king, folks. And all you got to do is open your eyes up politically, spiritually, socially, and you'll see what's going on. All right, I'm going to shut up. I said I'd go to your calls. I'm hogging time as usual. Ryan, Tom, Austin, V, Joseph, bring it to all of you. Ryan, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Whenever Obama came on the air the first time to speak, he said, America, it is time for the change. Well, Alex, the way double talk works, some of the best deceptive speakers like to tell their populace that they're really hurting them while it sounds like they're helping them when they're really hurting them. And what I mean by that is, well, whenever you hear the word change, you think of, oh, we're going to change this or we're going to change that.
When you hear of reform, you think it means always good. No, you can be run over by an 18-wheeler and that's a reform with all your bones broken. You've been reformed.
Exactly. You've been reformed into a dead casket. And the way my brain works, Alex, what I saw that some people don't see, and this may blow your mind, but you've probably seen it because you're a really smart, articulate person. And what they do is, okay, the word change, whenever you buy something at the store or whenever you sell something, i.e. whenever you sell your country into bondage to the globalist takeover, what do you get back to put into your pocket? Just a change. And it's all a divide-and-conquer mechanism that they're using, especially with the Obamacare. Most people, let's flash back to the 1700s. Remember the slogan, no taxation without representation? Well, Obamacare is a federally mandated tax, which is imposed upon the people with a punishment of non-payment, which is taxation without representation.
And it's institutional social control, and it transfers the money to private interest in the first run-through that is patently illegal.
Yeah, well, food, medicine, and money are the three main resources that the globalists need to be able to alter our perception of reality and to basically control the universe. And what you're going to see happen, Alex, I don't mean to get all predictive on the air, but I think you're going to see a scare tactic where they're going to use a food shortage to levy the votes for either the 2014 congressional election or for the 2016 presidency. Because whenever we sell something, Alex, we start by giving away free samples, right? We know that. Well, during July, I saw this happen about 8 or 9 times on the Decepticon media mainstream news, and what they said was, according to experts, it's always according to experts, today American food was rejected at the ports due to unsafe possibility of consumption. The food was then later rerouted to China for, okay, well, what they did, Alex, was they called our food unsafe so they could give it to China, and then we fast forward to the 3rd of July, I was watching Jay Leno, and he said, the Chinese government has now announced that it has bought Smithfield Foods, the world's largest food supplier. My question is, if the food is...
They're clearly rolling out with an ad campaign throughout the culture that American food isn't safe, Chinese food is safe, when everybody knows the Chinese food and supplements, drugs, you name it, is the dirtiest in the world, probably, and the most counterfeited. Just like there's a rollout still about Amazon and their drones, and everyone's saying birds will attack it, it'll crash, your dog will attack it, when the thing was all cooked up to make everybody say Amazon, 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 Amazon a billion times during the Christmas season. I mean, it's totally transparent, and then people see me talk about that, and they debate and say I'm wrong. There's no way I'm wrong. It's just absolute ignorance. You're absolutely right. So how do we turn this around?
Well, the way we can reverse engineer this, Alex, is, well, we still use the divide and conquer mechanism today. It's still taught in school. I actually graduate from college tomorrow with an accounting degree and a minor in radio, television, communications. So I'm really good at catching continuity errors and how they stage these events. The way divide and conquer works, Alex, you'll still hear it today. They call it, well, every time the government does something, they call it something else. It's like a paradigm shift. It's like the sine wave or the cosine wave.
No, it's military technology of a wall of pure deception Because even though you know it's all a lie, you know the smoke is obscuring the view, you still can't see through the smoke. So it's an artificial reality of induced fraud wave backed up by fraud to where you just roll over into a catatonic state and begin going, Obama. Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Now I've got one more silver dollar.
calls, and then a huge stack of news we haven't gotten to yet on a host of fronts. Geopolitical, economic, you name it. And then former Congressman Ron Paul is scheduled to pop in at the bottom of the next hour. Let's go to Tom in Minnesota. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex.
Hey, brother.
Hey, I just want to let you know up here in Minnesota, the last 2 days, on Monday and then again yesterday, Care 11 News here covered the story about the wireless cell phone data mesh boxes here.
Really?
And and you can go on Care 11 and find the news story, but the ACLU has now filed a lawsuit to have the police department turn it off.
Well, I mean, I know Homeland Security pretty much nationwide, starting in big cities like New York, Boston, Seattle, is paying to put in these systems that grab all your phone data illegally, and then the police always go, oh, we turned it off, and then they never turn it off. But, yeah, I wasn't aware that was going in there in, what, Minneapolis, St. Paul?
Correct, sir. Yes, and I see the boxes everywhere. And now that it's made the news, I think I might just go out and partake in some extracurricular activities one of these nights.
Oh, no, you shouldn't stop an illegal federal government hijacked by foreign banks that took your tax money and put up illegal boxes to steal your data every time they do it. It's a felony. You shouldn't stop felons operating in the open just because they have badges and guns. You should let them steal all your data and give it to Homeland Security. Don't climb up there with a baseball bat and beat it all up wearing a mask. Don't do that. Do not resist this. Drink fluoride. Eat GMO. Die. Give the planet to the New World Order. Turn your children over to government training camps. Let them put your children on all sorts of drugs. Let them arrest your children for playing with Nerf guns in the backyard. It's normal. Now, we're going to pull it up. I see you say it's K-A-R-E-11.
That's correct.
What's the name of the headline? And then we'll go like, oh, loving boxes help everyone. What's the headline?
If you scroll down, it's down and it says something to the effect of cell phone data. And it shows like a hand holding a cell phone. It's one of their top stories on their homepage. And it's about a two-minute clip, and actually the news anchors are kind of against it, which actually was a surprise.
Oh, my gosh. They don't want to live in the Soviet Union?
No, imagine that. You know, our God Obama and his wonderful Obamacare is finally not working out so well.
Well, listen, that is the good news. I'm seeing local news. I'm seeing police. I'm seeing everybody get it that, whoa, tyranny isn't fun. We don't want this. And we did find the headline. There it is. Good job, guys. We ought to give that story to a Don or Kurt or Daniels, because that is national news right there. We broke this 4 weeks ago, 3.5 weeks ago with StoryLink.com on them doing it. They denied it first, then admitted it, and we got the secret documents from the city, inside the city, on how illegal it was and what they are doing, that they are surveilling everyone. So it's those documents that show it's illegal, and now we need to move forward. Then USA Today, Sunday, covered it, and then Drudge Report ended up picking it up. So again, it's an example of how the alternative media is key to bubbling this up and forcing it to be covered.
Exactly. And if I could just ask you one quick question regarding the nascent iodine and the fluoride shield you just came out with.
Yes, sir.
I've been taking the nascent iodine now since I've gotten it, and I'm waiting for my ProPure system to get here so I can get that fluoride out. But the question I have for you is, if I order the fluoride shield, do I need to stop taking the survival shield?
You need to consult your physician, as Dr. Group and others have said, but it's actually set to be a low dose compared to even some of the other supplements that are out there. It's designed so you can take them both at the same time because it's a tiny amount of nascent iodine in the fluoride shield compared to the amount of iodine, as that's all that's in there is iodine and the glycerin base, in the survival shield. The survival shield is the turbocharging, and it is our best seller for the products. But the fluoride shield itself is, by the way, a 2 ounce bottle and only like, you know, 20% more. So it's really the best deal we have. And it's got the Shilajit and a bunch of other things that are shown to cause the metabolic shift, according to Dr. Group and others, to help move it out of the body. so it doesn't just kind of move around in the body once you extract it out of the tissue. So according to folks that helped us develop it, it can be taken together. But there can be detoxing in the first month. I experienced it. All this stuff came out of my skin. People can look at me on TV now and say, man, this guy's been on this 3 months. We can see the difference. And there's no doubt what Dr. Group developed is simply amazing. God bless you. Appreciate your call. InfoWarsLife.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if we were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
I believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all guns.
From
many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
It's global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, again, we're halfway into this worldwide Thursday edition of the Global Transmission. Former Congressman Ron Paul with a bunch of economic and political analysis is going to join us the first half hour of the third hour coming up here in about 25 minutes. So definitely stay with us for that. And if you just joined us, the news websites are InfoWars.com. PrisonPlanet.com. If you go to InfoWars.com and click on any article page, you'll see a listing up there of basically, I guess the military calls it a ham salad or a toss salad or whatever it's called, of different links. I said it because it looks like all the medals on the chest where you can go to the different YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and follow us all right there at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. But let's go back to your calls now. These callers are all really raising important points. And I love callers calling in because they end up bringing up local news that becomes national news because they mention it here on air and folks then discover what's happening. They want to keep us compartmentalized. The answer is to have local news be local and international and national. And to have national news be national, international, but also local. Because the human experience is the human experience regardless. And then you find what's happening here is happening in Australia, is happening in South Africa, is happening in Germany, is happening in Mexico, is happening in Canada, is happening in Brazil, is happening in Asia, in Japan. Because it's global systems that corporations create of fraud and of manipulation. And being unaware of it is why we're in so much trouble. People are like, I don't want to know all that. It sounds like a headache. It's that mental laziness, folks, that has gotten us in the position we're in. It's fun to know how stuff works. It's fun to be informed. It's great to be part of the animating contest of liberty. And your animating contest of liberty can be different than mine. Just be involved. Just don't be a cookie cutter biological robot that's programmed from birth to do what other people want. Live. That's what life's all really about. Let's go ahead and talk to Austin in Texas, and then we'll go to V and others. Austin, welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I just want to say first that long-time listener, first-time caller, and I want to thank everything that you do for us. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure win or lose, everyone's going to remember you as a hero. But a point that I wanted to talk about was something starting about martial law, like as in when it does really does hit the fan, like wherever we're at, whatever the situation, whatever location we're at, like what do we do? Do we just like hunker down on where we're at, or do we like get to the streets and not start violence, but start banding with other people that are aware of what's really happening? Like what goes on once we know it's hit the fan?
You know, I could write a book about different scenarios. You never know exactly what's going to happen. The globalists, the social engineers, want to have an incremental ratcheting up of tyranny and of martial law and armored vehicles and checkpoints and face scanners and systems tracking everyone and internet kill switches. And they want to just slowly turn the heat up and beat us. But they know if we continue to mount resistance to them, and it looks like we're about to win and take the country back, they will blow up a city and say we did it. Guaranteed. They'll release a bioweapon. I mean, there's no telling. So then folks say, well, then we're totally held hostage. We can't beat them. No. If you're aware of just how bad they are and know what their tricks are, and enough people know that, it'll get to the point where they'll run an NSA algorithm. So I know how they operate. I've studied how they've passed meetings and things that have been declassified or leaked. They'll say, this isn't going to fly. People aren't going to buy this. If you back al-Qaeda and launch an open attack on Syria, the Russians aren't going to back down. And so the Joint Chiefs went and told Obama you can't do it because public opinion was against it and the military knew it was a bad operation, both morally but also on where it would probably lead. So it's not just good people that are going to turn this around. It's people that are into self-preservation.
What I also wanted to clarify was just, like, as far as, like, when we do, when it's official, when we see on the news, CNN, wherever, like, breaking news, martial law has been declared, and now where troops are leaving the bases into the city streets, like, that's what I really want to know. Like, what do we do if it does come down
sure,
to that?
Sure, sure. Well, I appreciate your call, sir. Let me try to answer that again. We don't know what scenario it'll be. Even if they release the bioweapon or a natural pathogen, bacterial, viral develops that's killing millions of people, if you're not in the area affected by the bioweapon, you're going to want martial law. See, it's not just that the martial law is good or bad. It's that they're preparing us for the martial law and gearing up for it and have a history of staging other precipitating events. And then they stand to gain from it because that's their main philosophy and system of control. So, if they, I mean, let's say some white cop kills some 10-year-old black kid and it's obviously racist and wrong and there's video of it. There will then be a V for Vendetta type scenario with people so sick of it all that you'll end up probably having black folks riot and kill people and burn stuff first. And then people are so sick of it, even if the media tries to play it as racial division, you might even start having, you know, whites, Hispanics, others join them in the burning and killing. Ever think about that? So there's scenarios that, because they've tried to divide us, that could backfire on them and actually explode in ways they don't know. And that's really where the war gaming comes in. And the establishment even admits this in higher level white papers out there that we've covered, and you can look up, it's just legion, that even though they've got all this Google system and NSA system to try to gauge the future and try to steer reality, because if you're aware of the trends, you can then add data and add stimuli to be able to steer it the way you want, it starts gyrating out of control, and you're unable to maintain the controlled cultural implosion. You see, they say they want to dumb us down, distract us, put us in a false reality ahead of incremental phasing out of the mass population because we're destructive, we're bad for the earth, and because they're not going to be able to control 7, 8, 10, 20 billion people, already 7.5 billion. So I get the elite saying they're sitting on top of time bomb and sitting on top of something. The problem is they've helped create this. And clearly, with my own organic computer, I can analyze history, spectrums, common sense, and tell that what they've done to be in control has actually created the greater threat by removing the normal inhibitions and programming in the public towards good social order, because they were in a revolution against good social order, seeing it as a threat to their hegemonic rule, but now they've destroyed the very underpinning of societal stability. But then enters the larger spiritual nature of these systems, in that at the base of it, they can intellectually claim why they're doing what they're doing, but the fruits are entirely different. And at the heart of it is a love of degeneracy, a love of betrayal, a love of failure, a love of collapse, a love of all the curses that follow the manifestation of a Babylonian system. So you ask me questions about what do you do when there's troops on the streets? If the troops are maintaining order from groups that are running around killing people, you support them. If the troops are quarantining cities to keep a bio release out, even if the globalists released it, we're with the troops. They're with us. We don't want to die from the bio release. We want it contained. So you support them. If the troops, though, stage a bio attack, or somebody else does, and they use that to say, turn your guns in ahead of us coming into your area, then you know it's predatory and you have to try to stay out of their way, get to a rural area, and try to not engage them, because it does nothing to the New World Order to kill a bunch of troops. If they stage a revolution, nuke a city, say the Patriots did it, come after the Patriot leaders and try an open coup or putsch, because they're not, the globals don't even go with the best plans. I hate to even lay out what I think they would do, because sometimes it's better than what they'd even come up with. They're very unimaginative because they're so evil. And they just try an open roundup of the Patriot leaders. Well, then you know what's happening, and you know what to do, folks. You've got to fight back against the dumb cops that come in the armored vehicles, against the military. They're engaged in treason. They're trying to take you and your family to a FEMA camp. They're trying to take you for re-education. That's in the official Army manuals. Try to avoid them. Try to stay out of their way. But a lot of military people intend, while you are trying to get out of the way, they're going to go attack. And that's the consensus. And I'm just, listen, this is so sophisticated that as a general in the InfoWars, you have to understand I cannot sit there and play out the endless permutations of war games for you on air. If you want to see, it's Army Regulation 210-35, Civilian Inmate Labor Program. That's just one of the programs. You can look up the re-education camp documents. Just type in Army Manual Re-Education Camp. They even used the Soviet term re-education camp. And all of this troops and police, you know, for one gunman or whatever, and strutting around is all like a dog hiking its leg, urinating on you to show dominance. You know, we roll over and show our belly. And the cops know that deep down. They think they're on top because they're in a hierarchical situation. So they themselves are more controlled than anybody. We're going to have to lead. And listen, the most important thing is that, that's FM 3-39.40, Internment Resettlement Operations, 2010. You want to see the re-education camp for how they process your Social Security number, how they break you and your family up. I mean, you know, I don't want to physically have a war, and I do a trillion times more speaking out than I would do as one combatant, as they would call me. But at the same time, just as a man, I can guarantee, I know how we all are. It's not that we are afraid to get a shooting war going. It's just we want to win it the other way and are very sad about where all this is going. But once the bullets start flying, once the triggers start pulling, Americans love to fight more than anybody in the world. And we love to kill once we're in the right. I mean, I'm a killing machine. Any man who's got their head screwed on straight is a killing machine. And I don't even want to think about those areas of my mind. But anybody hurts my family, anybody messes with me, anybody tries to run some Soviet crap, we are going to absolutely go haywire. And everybody knows that, by the way. So everybody trying to start war with the Russians, trying to start war here, you globalists aren't going to be safe in your bunkers. And let me tell you, whether you're in the police, the military, I don't care. Our enemy collectively are these crazy people. They all want us to fight with each other. This is a joke. So he gets me to start thinking about what I'll do during this. I don't know, because there's a lot of different scenarios. I'm going to try to stay out of a fight. I'm going to try to stay out of trouble. But if it's a war they want, it's a war they'll get. They start the fight, they'll get a response. And they know they won't have the moral high ground if they do that. So what the technocrats are going to do is carry out atrocities in our name. So what do? We inoculate psychologically the fact that false flag is historical, is the majority of the attacks, and that they have the motive, the means, the capacity, the history of doing it. They are the prime suspects of any event when it transpires. That's what I'm saying. And everyone in the system better have a debate about this right now, because I know 98% of you are good men and women in the system. I don't care if it's public, private, corporate. And let me tell you, just like the Joint Chiefs went to Obama and said, we're not going to launch a war with Syria and have a fight with Russia. A, this is very immoral, and we started this with Al-Qaeda, and we're backing Al-Qaeda. Don't do it. And that's the kind of thing that's going to save us, folks. That's the kind of thing that when the Joint Chiefs came to Kennedy, it was the other way around in 1961, 62, and they said, we want to preemptively nuke Russia. This has been declassified. And Kennedy had been pro-war, a big hawk, he was a veteran. He's like, I'm against communism, and I'm not going to start a war with them. That's evil. That's what Dr. Strangelove, the movie, is basically all about, real stuff that happened. minus the attack actually being launched by LeMay, who's General Jack T. Ripper in the film. Stanley Kubrick's black satire masterpiece. And in that, you see the mindset of these people. And they came to Kennedy and said, we want to launch a preemptive nuclear war on them, and we want to stage some terror attacks in America to do it. And Kennedy said, you're fired. You're fired. Basically, Peter Sellers, repeats it where they're sitting in the war room and they want him to launch a preemptive attack on Russia since the bombers have already been launched under Plan R by General Jack T. Ripper, a.k.a. Jack the Ripper. And they go, come on, sir, it's already been committed. Don't think about yourself in the history books. When the president says, I don't want to go down in history as the greatest killer since Hitler. We're going to come back and go to V, Wesley, Jody, Jim, and others ahead of Ron Paul. Briefly, remember this broadcast is listener-supported. We try to bring you high-quality products. You can't get the 20% off on the ProPure water filters anymore with the promo code WATER20, but you can still get a great deal on the lowest price with promo code WATER, just the promo code WATER. They are the gravity-fed stainless steel filters that blow away the competition. We have side-by-side comparisons. You can take water right out of a pond, a lake, you name it, filters it right through, but it also takes out the fluoride, the glyphosates, all of it. This is the best at the lowest price, promo code WATER. They still haven't taken promo code WATER20 down. Fine, 5 more minutes. I told them this morning take it down. Whatever, you can still do it for a few more minutes. That's not a sales tactic, though it, I guess, is now, just by evidence that they haven't taken it down. You can still do WATER20. I just told the manufacturer I quit doing it today, so, or yesterday. WATER20, you can still do it 20% off on all the Pro One, Pro Pure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution, Numana Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG, aspartame, or high-fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code Liberty to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Bulletproof glass is great if you don't mind being shot at without being able to defend yourself. It's said the best defense is a strong offense, an overwhelming offense. At OffTheGrid.com, we couldn't agree more. Return fire bulletproof glass disintegrates bullets fired at you on impact, while you're able to return fire on your aggressor from the other side. Your bullets hit their mark, unobstructed by the return fire glass. Your aggressor won't know what hit him. Me too. Return fire bulletproof glass available exclusively at offthegrid.com. Handgun protection rated up to .44 caliber. Rifle protection to 7.62x39. Call it revolutionary risk management for an uncertain world. Check out the full line of return fire products, including riot shields and clipboards, at offthegrid.com. Offthegrid.com. Proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM-1 Probiotic
Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Now scientists are saying that the universe could collapse back into the Big Bang tomorrow. And then another day they say it's going to keep expanding for 50 billion more years. And the truth is they don't know anything. Science is being turned on its head every day, not every week. And the truth is we're living in the middle of an incredible, wondrous mystery. And my greatest regret is that we spend so much time focused in on what the globalists are doing and the control freaks are doing, because we have to or they'll ruin our lives and ruin our planet, instead of marveling at the creation all around us. I just want to see humanity succeed. If folks ask me what I stand for, we need to tell people what we stand for versus what the technocrats stand for. They say humanity's ugly and bad, and they're going to get rid of us and merge with machines. That's the official policy of these people. That's the official idea of Ray Kurzweil, that heads up Google's Futurist Project. He's on their board. Does that mean that everybody at Google's bad? No. Does it mean everybody at Microsoft is bad just because Bill Gates is certifiably a New World Order eugenicist? No. But the directive from the top is corrupt and bad. Same thing with the police departments, all of it. There's Paul Watson's article, The Dark Side of Ray Kurzweil's Transhumanist Utopia, The Elite's Obsessive Pursuit of Immortality, and the New Tool of Class Enslavement. Let's go back to your calls. V in Nevada, thanks for calling in.
Ernest, salutations, my fellow American. Please bear with me. I just had a major dental surgery. Okay. I guess I could start out like everyone else and say, oh, Alex, I love what you do, and thank you so much, and yada, yada, yada. Hear me out. I hate what you do because it's a weather vane of sorts to me. It's a gauge of, you know, the slow creeping tyranny that each and every one of us are basically becoming oblivious to every day, you know.
I agree with you. Anyway. It's almost like I'm play-by-play chronicling, and it could almost demoralize people, and I'm almost acclimating people. And that is a side effect of what I do. But overall, I believe in humanity and that people will rise against the tyranny and not just accept it. But it undoubtedly, with some people, it demoralizes them because they're timid spirits. Go ahead.
I'm right with you. And, you know, I agree 100%. I love you. From one man, from a black man to a white man, believe it or not, I love you. Okay?
Believe it or not, we're all just human beings.
Yeah. And that's what I try to get people to see every day. I got people who are kind of old school and they're thinking this and that. I don't want to get sidetracked. Okay, look. There is a local paper here. This needs to go national. That's why I called Alex the Megaphone Joe. Okay? There is a story here. I need one of your guys. I know you got info hounds here. That's what I call them. That's what I call myself. Have them go to the NSA spy grid. Internet search engine, google.com. Put in Mandela Family Charade, CHARADE, okay? It's going to take you, it's a local newspaper here called Guardian LV. That's going to be the first part of the URL. Alex, in this article, breaking news, baby, in this article, this young woman reports that Nelson Mandela was reported dead back in June, okay? They had been sending people over to South Africa.
No, actually, sir, stay there. I'm going to hold over with you, and then Ron Paul's coming up after this break, and then I'll go to the other calls after Ron Paul leaves at the bottom of the hour. I saw it in mainstream news that people have been demanding to see him for months, and that there was a big thing saying he'd been dead for a while. Hold on, let's talk about.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.